Tiki T is talking today with James Carpenter, who's one of the traditional healers of Anishinaabe Health Center in Toronto. Hi, James.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. So Anishinaabe Health Center in Toronto provides a more comprehensive approach to healthcare in Aboriginal community. James, can you please tell us a little bit more about how Anishinaabe Health Center does it?
At the Anishinaabe Health Toronto here, we kind of utilize a number of different services and programs that meet different, community needs from across the Greater Toronto area. We have a number of different units that work in the center here. So we have our primary healthcare unit, and those are some of the doctors, the nurses, some social workers that meet with clients regular one-on-one and really focus on their primary healthcare needs. Now, along with those nurses, doctors, and social workers, they also come up with individualized treatment plans. So they may utilize the dietitian, they may utilize the diabetes educators, or they could also utilize the chiropractors, the naturopaths, and or traditional healing services. That's one unit in a nutshell. Also, we have what we call the Babushkan unit. And the Babushkan unit is a more intensive case management, approach to helping our community members utilize services to help them, better improve their health and well-being. So some of the programs at Babushkan, the unit could be pre- and postnatal programming, could be a part of our training unit, such as the Community Health Workers training unit in conjunction with George Brown College. It could also be a part of the Finding My Way program, where we take community members and give them an opportunity to come to placement at Anishinaabe Health and learn about the culture, learn about education, and learn about some of the doors that would be opening in the near future for them. Alongside that, the Babushkan unit, we also have housed here our psychiatrists, and they work alongside some of, they work alongside the whole organization, and also our psychologist. So, the different number of services at Babushkan really are trying to give clients the tools so that they could, again, improve their health and well-being. Now, another program that Anishinaabe Health Toronto has is the Chayuwaytum unit, and that's for concurrent disorders and mental health. The program is a day treatment program where community members are brought along their path through a different variety of healing services. So they may also get traditional healing. They may also be a part of larger group therapies. And they also, again, have their one-on-one counseling time with their designated counselor. One thing in common that all the locations have is Anishinaabe Health's mission is to improve the health and well-being of Aboriginal people in mind, body, spirit, and emotion by providing traditional healing within a multidisciplinary healthcare model. So one thing in common with all these locations is that traditional healing practices is at the core of the service delivery and program delivery for all these clients. To get into, try to explain that a little more deeper, one of the greatest, gifts that our community has is that sense of our identity. Now, there's been a lot of things in the course of our history in North America where our identity has really been impacted to such a degree that a lot of our identity is kind of lost and or unknown. Mm-hmm. So when we provide these traditional, I guess, practices, this way of life, we have to recognize that there are many different nations within North America that may have different, I guess, cultural practices, different traditions. What we try to do at Anishinaabe Health Toronto is we try to bring a piece of those differences and put it all together so that we can really inform people's spirit and give people's spirit that sense of belonging. And, you know, the traditional program itself, it caters not just to any specific group or age. So the traditional programming actually works alongside the primary health care unit, mm-hmm. Works alongside the you know, the Babushkan unit, and works alongside the Cheyuwaytum unit, in where any age from birth to death is where we're trying to provide those teachings. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for explaining this in such a detailed way. So my next question would be, are there many organizations like you in Canada that are more culturally sensitive towards Aboriginal healthcare? And also, how is this kind of, you know, medical healthcare treated by the mainstream medical care systems?
Okay. So I guess, you know, for everyone's understanding, all, I guess, healthcare facilities or healthcare organizations in North America are a lot of them are primarily based on what they call sometimes a Western model.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where, you know, the clients will come in, they'll come in for, I guess, any kind of impact of health, so the social determinants of health. Mainly in that Western system, it's about an illness and trying to find a cure to the illness.
Okay.
And the way that Anishinaabe Health Toronto does it, I guess, is we kind of walk alongside the client where we actually look at all the social determinants of health.
Okay.
So we don't just look at, I guess, you know, what's happening with the person if they're ill.
Mm-hmm.
We look at, okay, what's their family history? What's their education level?
Mm-hmm.
What's their household income? What kind of barriers to health are they facing?
Yeah.
And so I guess, you know, being a primary health care unit as a whole, as a center, we really look at all the aspects of health. So Anishinaabe Health Toronto is one of the many different, I guess, community health organizations that are within our country that are starting to change the way services and programs are delivered. A lot of the support actually comes from the different ministries where they're saying, okay, we really want to improve the health of all the communities. So sometimes improving that health means that they have to look at, okay, what does the community need?
Mm-hmm.
For our population, the Aboriginal population, for lack of better words, the different First Nations, Métis, the Northern people, the Inuit, all different areas of health, different practices, different understandings. So with these different understandings, we really have to sit back and be like, okay, how are we really impacting people's health?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of different agencies that provide similar services, but Anishinaabe Health Toronto is one of the, I guess, one of the pioneers of providing not only medical information to the community, but also providing traditional information to the community. And there's a small history about how we were to incorporate traditional healing practices
mm-hmm.
into our model. Some time ago, I guess this is a known history for our center, some time ago traditional healing practices weren't fairly acceptable. And this wasn't because people were stuck at a time where they were saying, okay, are these things important or do these ways work?
Mm-hmm.
This was at a time when I guess the questions were never really there to even ask.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, we did face, I guess, some criticism. This is going back, of course, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
But as a people, as a whole nation, collectively, we understood that one of the things that is very important to us has always been our culture, has always been our identity. Now, what happened, since history, since time immemorial, is that our culture and our traditions have been, designated as not as good
mm-hmm.
as other, I guess, ways of life.
Yeah.
And through that history, we started to be like, well, wait up a second. You know, our values, our beliefs, our principles are at the core of our spirit. And what is spirit?
Mm-hmm.
And we started to understand that sickness begins in spirit. And if sickness begins in spirit, then we need to do something to help bring healing to people's spirits.
Yeah.
So, we have to give thanks and recognize that some of our ancestors now have really, I guess, paved the road for services to be available like this to our communities.
Mm-hmm.
So a number of communities have opened up that doorway and are starting to see the importance of providing services similar to the way that Anishinaabe Health Toronto does it.
Okay. Well, that's very good to hear. And I guess from your words, it would be safe to conclude that history shows us that education is very important and showing a wider population that cultural values lie truly at the core of any kind of cultural understanding and hence treatment. So I saw on your website and your health center that you are taking care of students' exposure to Aboriginal cultural sensitivity training. How does that happen exactly, and how do you try to train, future medical experts to be sensitive towards these issues?
Well, at Anishinaabe Health Toronto, we have a fantastic doctor that's been with us almost since the beginning, since the center opened up. That doctor's name is Dr. Sandra Shaw. Dr. Shaw, for many, many years, has been, I guess, providing all students that are going to certain institutions, providing them information about, okay, some of the diverse needs of different people.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Shaw, in his early educational career, took a stance and stood up for Aboriginal people in general, as a whole.
Yeah.
Dr. Shaw, from speaking with him, he understood that, there are a lot of, I guess, health-related issues that are specific to Aboriginal people.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being, of course, is how diabetes is rampant in our community. Another one that Dr. Shaw has been interested in also is that the Aboriginal population in general seems to experience death earlier than other Canadians, than
okay.
other nations. So Dr. Shaw started, this is some time ago, even though it on the website it's fairly new in the past few years, but Dr. Shaw has started to provide cultural training to give people the information about our nations from a long time ago. In that, I guess Dr. Shaw noticed that there was a lot of upcoming nurses, upcoming doctors in the universities that we're not culturally aware of some of the experiences that First Nation, Métis, and Inuit people have faced since time immemorial.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example. Dr. Shaw sometimes would ask his students and would say, what do you know about the first people of this land?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to Dr. Shaw's surprise, there was very little information about the first people.
Yeah.
So this really troubled Dr. Shaw. And he's like, you know, we need to really kind of respect and understand and see why some of these things are happening to this group of individuals.
Yeah.
And so that's when Dr. Shaw started to develop cultural competency training.
Okay.
His training he shared publicly across the worldwide net, and of course with a lot of different institutions, and they provide that training now as well.
Okay.
So if we understand a part of the history, then we'll understand a little bit more about Aboriginal people. And one thing I'd like to share with everyone that may be listening is that we have to think about Aboriginal First Nation, Inuit, Métis people. There was a time not too long ago when all those different communities were living and walking in balance with the land, with creation, with the animals, with the water, with the air, with everything that is here. So there was an understanding of that creation. And the communities were built together to help support each other and to survive.
Yeah.
So everyone played a role, and everyone's role was to really really take care of each other. So what happened, as we all know, not too long ago, with the assimilation that the government had put on our people, they took all the children away.
Yeah.
So if we understand about what that might do to our people,
mm-hmm.
we just have to ask that question. How would we feel as just regular individuals if some person that we could barely understand the language, the English language, if some person came and just took out all the children from all the different communities, you know, where yes. would the laughter be? Mm-hmm. Would we hear laughter? Would we have any teachings? You know, I could make an assumption that any individual in Canada, if we took the children away from anyone, it would be a very, very sad time.
Of course.
You see, our people are still healing from this.
Mm-hmm.
So to even understand that and to think of it in that way, then it answers some questions about, okay, how important is it our communities that they're a whole?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to really make our communities whole again.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for giving us such a, you know, such an important and interesting answers to all of the questions that I posed. Just a last very quick thing. Could you please give us your contact information of the center? Maybe you have an account online or maybe the website, anywhere where listeners who are interested in this issue can reach you?
Yes, I guess here there's, of course, they could contact Anishinaabe Health Toronto, which our phone number is 416-920-2605.
Mm-hmm.
And they can ask for the traditional programming. So just give that number a call, and that's the best way to get a hold of everyone.
That's great.